So in these opening comments, we're going to go ahead and go to 2 Samuel 12. And we might kind of do a fast forward through this, but we'll see. Maybe we'll go slow. So that's 2 Samuel 12, 20. And hold on. Am I ready? We're going to be looking at David made a mistake in his life. And I think he was seeking the Lord for something. For God to come into his life and just take over and completely control the situation, but he was looking for something specifically. So let's go ahead and turn to 2 Samuel. And, you know, Nathan, the prophet, come to him and told him about this lamb that this man had. And it was a poor man. And this poor man had one lamb, and he loved that lamb. And the rich man went and took that lamb from that poor man. That's the only thing he had. And, you know, as David would hear this story from Nathan, David got angry that why would that rich man take that poor man's lamb? Why would he take that from him? And Nathan said to David, thou art the man, you are that guy. And David realized in what he had done, you know, it was something that he, in his own feelings about it, had kind of judged himself as wrong. And David would soon to learn that his child that he had with Bathsheba, Nathan says in 12:14, it says, howbeit, because this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And during that time, David was sad. He was destroyed and just crying out to the Lord, seeking the Lord. He besought God for the child and fasted and lay on the ground. And he cried to the Lord, like, let this child live, you know. And we get to these parts in our lives where we might have something in our life that our life that isn't going to be anymore, or something that we truly are seeking the Lord for, a deliverance, and we're seeking God and trusting him for it over and over again and praying for it. And we get to this point, and in the 19th verse, right before that, the child's dead. And in the 19th verse, it says, but when David saw his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore, David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he's dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him and he did eat. And when he did that, all the servants that had seen him just crying the whole time, you know, laying on the ground, a mess, all before that child had passed away, just a total mess, they saw him get up and move on and move forward, not just settle, both in his failure and his self-judgment, in the death of something that he loved. He moved on to more glory. And you would say in this verse, because this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord that the child should die. That was on the outside. That was what God was working for people to see. But what was happening was God was after that heart that David had committed to the Lord. That he said, Lord, search me, know me. Create a clean heart in me. This wasn't to punish David. This was to bring out more glory. And the only way that David could, after this death, could go move on, step forward, and step into more glory was the sustaining love of God. And we look at what David did. First, he had to know what was going on. He perceived in the 19th chapter. When he saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. So that perceiving, he understood, he knew. The word actually means he separated mentally what was true, what was truth. He was able to understand what had actually happened. What did he do next? Immediately he rose. He arose. He rose from the earth. And that means to rise up, get up, stir up. It means to endure and abide. And God brings us that out of us. We can't arise. He calls us to get up. He says, get up. He says, come away with me. So he gets up. What does he do next? He washes. That means lave. It means to bathe. And there's only one thing that we can do. We can get in that word. And we know that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. But there's this washing that's just this covering of the word of God that we need. That's why we're encouraged to get into the word of the Lord. Daily, we need that. Not to be cleansed from our sins, not to be justified again, but for that love just to cover us completely so that we can move on and move forward and enter in and go into more glory. And we're not only washed, what did he do next? He anointed himself. And this anointment is not just like the rubbing in of oil. This is the smearing of oil. This is the uncontrolled pouring of oil over himself, anointing him completely. He anointed himself. What did he do next? He changed his apparel. And that change means to renew. It actually means to pierce. Hasten away, spring up, go on forward. Every day, God is encouraging our hearts to go on forward, to move forward towards him. To forget those things that are behind, to press towards that mark. Every day he's asking us, encouraging us to go forward. And he changed that apparel. That apparel means that mantle, that raiment. He took on that dress. He took it on and he kept going. And then he came to the house of the Lord and he worshiped. And then he went to his own house. And finally, when he required, when he needed it, everything he needed, everything, emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything he required, God set before him through these servants. And they set this before him. They set this meal before him, and he ate. And he ate. And so God's calling us today. We are in the house of the Lord. We are in our own house. And God is setting this bread before you to eat. His word to eat that is our all sufficiency. It will supply every need, this word today. And so we're going to be encouraged today to eat freely, to consume, to devour, to dine. And when David required that, which means he inquired, he requested, he demanded, he desired earnestly, which is in your heart today, or you wouldn't be here. We're going to feast on the word of God today. I know that because he's provided it. And we're going to keep going. So Ty was sick, and I was covering for David, and now I'm covering for Ty.